Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
We're going to put the principal in the Judgment Zone this morning at 222 Buzz. The story goes, a little boy, fifth grader, went to school in his face mask, but it was the mask was from Hooters, and that's the sticking point. Take a listen to what the dad and the kid said.
There is nothing offensive or derogatory about this mask.
I don't think it's offensive at all. It's just a restaurant, and she said it was not appropriate for school. And I asked her why, and she said, if you really want to know why, go ask the principal. He told me to take it off three times, and I asked him why. He just said, just take it off. So I took it off.
We go there as a family. We eat there. I mean, our favorite thing there is what? The chocolate cake?
Our favorite thing at Hooters is... dot, dot, dot. Actually, I like their wings. They were pretty good. Remember when they were down on Jefferson Road?
Yeah.
You went with us that one time, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we did go. I'm trying to think of how I... So the principal's on trial, you said?
The principal's on trial for making the kid take off the Hooters mask. Jerk or Justified.
It's the principal's rules. You set the guidelines. The principal says, take it off, take it off. God, the kid's like... This is first a fifth grader.
Mm-hmm.
And the fifth grader's like, he asked me three times. When I was in fifth grade, you asked me once. The principal asks me to do anything once. I'm doing it.
But it's just a restaurant. Like his dad said, I'm on the dad's side. I think it's a jerk move. You think it's justified?
Well, see, now this is kind of like my rules, my house for the principal. This is the principal's house right now. He has to set the standards and the rules, and he's trying to avoid, you know how crazy other parents get. He's trying to avoid any other complaints coming in.
My kid, my school taxes. How's that? Picture that the Hooters logo, right? Can you kind of visualize the Hooters logo on some kid's face? There's nothing wrong with, if it was the classy cat, it'd be one thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, then, okay, so wait a minute. Where do you draw the line? Because the classic, that's just a word. That's just also going to be a word.
Yeah.
There's nothing inappropriate in the actual word or logo.
Well, there's naked people there. There's no naked people at Hooters.
But there wasn't in the logo. So we're going from word to word. If you're saying that it's just a phrase, a name of a business, then you got to allow all names of businesses to be, you know, allowed. And we talked about this. We knew this was going to happen. We talked about this in Buzz Baby University. Remember, I saw the kid in the scary, grotesque, horrible mask.
Yeah, the teeth. Yeah.
At the store, and all of you said, "Oh, it's fine. It doesn't matter what your face mask looks like." Well, this is where it does matter.
2-2-2-2-8-9-9. What do you say? Is a jerk or justified? Kid went to school with a Hooters mask. Dad thinks, like, it's fine. It's just a restaurant. We love the chocolate cake. And the kid's like, it's just a restaurant. No big deal.
The principal's on trial for making him take it off.
Is the principal jerk or justified? 2-2-2-BUZZ. Let's go.
In the criminal justice system, judgment-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In Rochester, New York, the dedicated radio hosts who investigate these vicious crimes are members of an elite squad known as the Breakfast Buzz. These are their stories.
This starts like another joke. Fifth grader walks into school wearing his Hooters mask, face mask, and the principal told him to take it off.
Yeah. So right there, the principal is on trial for asking the student to take off his face mask, a Hooters face mask. And you know what's so funny about this trial? And you guys are so awesome to call in 222-2899. But it's so odd. Sometimes we have to record, pre-record you guys, right? When you call in, we don't want to make you wait through a whole song. So we record you guys, and this woman calls up, and she says it's completely justified. And somehow Scott lost that listener on recording. How did you lose that, Scotty? Is it because it's the only person that's saying it's just...
Yes, just, I'm trying. Yeah.
I think you're trying to fix this trial.
No, I'm an idiot. So please count the justified, because she did have a good point.
Hooters itself, the word, the name might not mean much, right? The dad said they like going to the restaurant for the chocolate cake.
Yeah.
But what it represents, what it stands for, the bigger picture is why the principal
whoever came up with the idea for a restaurant, what is it, 30 years ago for Hooters was a genius. Genius. I just have to, and just to this day, it still causes controversy for nothing.
And well, see, that's what it is right there. You know it causes controversy. The dad knew. It's like the fifth grader doesn't know because he's kind of oblivious. He's just following what his dad thinks and feels about this. But you know that causes opposing views. So you're trying to start something.
Yeah, there's calls coming in. I say jerk, you say justified. What do you say?
Jerk. I was in the situation when my child was in fifth grade, but his shirt had the Hooters name on it, and it was spelled backwards on his shirt. And the principal told him he needed to call for a change of clothes or change of shirt. And then he says, well, you can just turn it inside out. Well, it didn't matter because the Hooters was spelled the correct way once he turned the shirt inside out. So the principal called me and saying, only you. Only your child, because the principal was there when I was in high school.
Oh, God.
So I bought him another one that had a picture of an owl on the front, and it said, save the Hooters.
You are terrible. You are just terrible.
Save the Hooters. It was an owl. Well, he got in trouble for that one, too.
Oh, my God. You're terrible. These poor principals have enough stress.
I love you. We will register jerk. Thank you for being on the jury on the Judgment Zone. Here on the bus. Hi, Jerker Justified. Good morning.
Good morning, folks. How are you?
Good, my friend. What is the verdict?
Well, first of all, you know, when we went to school, we were taught to listen to the principal, like Sandy said earlier. We were taught to listen to the principal. If he told us once to do it, we did it. Okay. Now, I was leaning towards justified until I heard the kid's dad make the comment that we go to the restaurant as a family.
Yeah.
They go to the restaurant as a freaking family, so the principal is a freaking jerk. You're a jerk.
Thanks, Frank. I love him. That's Frank from Batavia. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Is a jerk or justified for the principal to make the kid take the Hooters mask off?
He's a jerk.
Wow, Donzo.
I'd have gone in to pick him up wearing one.
Oh, here we go. There are a lot of parents like you out there. That
school
woman who
dress
called
code
up
says, yeah, as long as it doesn't contain profanity, the kids can wear it.
Yeah. All right.
So, he's a major jerk.
Thanks, Don. Good morning. You're on the Judgment Zone on the Buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
That's a jerk move.
Sandy, nobody's going to justify.
You know, when I was in, gosh, what grade was it? I can't even remember. Seventh grade, maybe? The gym teacher kicked me out, made my mother drive all the way into school to give me a new shirt because my shirt was the Bart Simpson shirt that says, I'm Bart Simpson, who the hell are you? And the...
Right.
The hell was not appropriate for school at the time. Is it silly and trivial? Yes. But did I change my shirt? Yes. Because it's just, you're teaching kids how to follow the rules.
Right. And I would understand if it was a shirt, but you're talking about a mask that is required by health laws to be worn in class.
Mm.
And if the principal was being that much of a jerk and wanted to justify himself, he would have said, okay, remove the mask, here's another one.
Yeah.
You know, or don't bring that back in, or even the school provide masks with school logos on. Then everyone would not have to worry about the issue at hand of what's on his mask or her mask.
Thanks, man.
All right, no problem.
Hi to Buzz. Jerk Justified.
Hi.
Hi.
I say justified.
For the principal to say no to the mask.
Yes. We all know what Hooters stands for. And fifth graders, put yourself back into fifth grade. People are starting to develop. They all talk and giggle.
Oh,
you got to make
yes.
your girls feel comfortable.
What does Hooters
stand
for?
We want to make
for?
Them have a healthy outlook.
What does Hooters stand for?
Oh, stop being sarcastic. That's a good point, because that's when the little boys are starting to understand it. So that little kid.
That's what the principal is trying to portray. That's all it is to it. I mean, come on. We all know what Hooters means, and that father knows, too. If you have a daughter, you know what's going on in fifth grade. And the boys know, too.
Thank you. You are on the air. Hi, the Buzz. Jerk Justified.
Jerk.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk. Just barely jerk. Winning the case.
The case, the testimony, the verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.